Ieu teh po cerah.
It is a sunny day.
Kulawarga angkat ka taman.
The family goes to the park.
Aranjeuna hoyong gaduh piknik.
They want to have a picnic.
Maraneuh dina rumasa.
They sit on the grass.
Aranjeuna tuang sandwich sareng buah.
They eat sandwiches and fruit.
Panonpo jeung haneut.
The sun is bright and warm.
Barudak man kaulinan.
The children play games.
Keluarga nyengir sareng ngobrol.
The family laughs and chatters.
Aranjeuna nyandak seueur foto.
They take many photos.
Ayeuna waktosna uih.
It is time to go home.
Sadayana sadaya bahagia sareng cape.
Everyone is happy and tired.
John Daly mangrupikeun goler terkenal.
John Daly is a famous golfer.
Anjeuni ieu gol unggal poe.
He loves to play golf every day.
Tapi John ngagaduhan masalah kasatan.
But John had health problems.
Tetiasa mansalami waktos anulami.
He could not play for a long time.
Manha ngarasa sedih, tapi manha henteu nyerah.
He felt sad, but he did not give up.
John ngalatihkeun keras unggal po.
John trained hard every day.
Sahabatna ngadukung anjeuna salami waktos.
His friends supported him all the time.
Manha damel teas sareng menang deui kakuatanana.
He worked hard and regained his strength.
Tunggal, manha siap mandeui.
Finally, he was ready to play again.
Manehna asup kana turnamen badag.
He entered a big tournament.
Manha mankeun pisan sasareng menang kaulinan.
He played very well and won the game.
Sadayana nyarita pamiu di turnamen.
Everyone cheered for him at the tournament.
John bahagia sareng reus kana hasilna.
John was happy and proud of his success.
Ieu mangrupikeun momen gedina hirupna.
This was a big moment in his life.
Tom bungah balanja baju anyar.
Tom was excited about shopping for new clothes.
Manha hoyong kaos anyar jeung sapatu nyaman.
He wanted a new shirt and some comfortable shoes.
Jadi, anjeuna nyandak $10 ti simpenanna.
So, he took $10 from his savings.
Manha jalan ka mal pangdeukeut.
He walked to the nearest mall.
Nalika manha sumping, toko pinuh ku jalma.
When he arrived, the store was full of people.
Tom ninggal ngurilingan jeung karasa kabingung.
Tom looked around and felt a bit overwhelmed.
Anjeun teterang di mana pikeun ngamimitian.
He didn't know where to start.
Sanggeus sababaraha menit, manha mutuskeun pikeun nyuhunkeun bantosan.
After a few minutes, he decided to ask for help.
Manha geus deukeut ka anggota stajeng naros ngeunaan kaos.
He approached a staff member and asked about shirts.
Anggota sta tepisan ngabantosan tur nembongkeun manha rupa-rupa gaya.
The staff member was very helpful and showed him different styles.
Tom mendakan baju nusa anu anjeuna resep.
Tom found a nice shirt that he liked.
Manha naros sabaraha anu dipenta, tapi tamahal pisan.
He asked how much it cost, but it was too expensive.
Tom ngarasa sedih, tapi maneh teu nyerah.
Tom felt sad, but he didn't give up.
Dina akhirna, manha manggihan baju dina anggaran.
In the end, he found a shirt within his budget.
Dina-dina anyar, enomena matakna internet genggemu muncul salaku perhatian anu penting.
In recent years, the phenomenon of mobile internet shutdowns has emerged as a significant concern.
Pamarentah sering ngagunakeun cara ieu nalika protes pikeun ngirangan bantahan.
Governments often resort to this method during protests to mitigate dissent.
Tindakan ieu kumaha oge ngangkat patarosan kritis ngeunaan kabebasan individu.
This action, however, raises critical questions about individual freedom.
Waktu jalma dicutat tina alat-alatna, komunikasi janten sesah.
When people are cut off from their devices, communication becomes strained.
Disconnection ieu tiasa ngakibatkeun salah paham jeung rustasi.
This disconnection can lead to misunderstandings and frustrations.
Salajengna, struktur sosial kapangaruhan nalika hak dilanggar.
Moreover, the social fabric suffers when rights are infringed upon.
Sakumaha hasilna, kapercayaan antara individu jeung lembaga bisa ngirangan.
As a result, trust between individuals and institutions can erode.
Tendensi sapertos kitu nunjukkeun kabutuh pikeun waspada anu langkung ageung ngeunaan hak digital.
Such trends underscore the need for greater vigilance regarding digital rights.
Simpangna teknologi jeung masyarakat terus mekar.
The intersection of technology and society is ever evolving.
Pikeun navigasi ieu landscape, individu kedah tep info sareng proakti.
To navigate this landscape, individuals must remain informed and proactive.
Akhirna, kaseimbangan antara keamanan sareng priasi terapuh.
Ultimately, the balance between security and privacy is delicate.
Ngawujudkeun tantangan ieu periogi pendekatan multiaceted nu ngawengku perspekti anu rupa-rupa.
Addressing these challenges requires a multifaceted approach that considers various perspectives.
Ilosoi politik kuna sering patali ka konsep kahadean.
Ancient political philosophies often hinge on the concept of virtue.
Kabiasaan ieu sering disambungkeun sareng kahirupan anusa, sapertos anu dicapkeun ku Plato.
This virtue is often associated with the good life, as espoused by Plato.
Nanging, pamikiran politik modern mindeng kritik idealisme saperti kitu.
However, modern political thought often critiques such idealism.
Ieu nekenan practicality jeung realisme di luhur idealis abstrak.
It emphasizes practicality and realism over abstract ideals.
Pemikir modern sapertos Machiavelli ngadukeun kerumitan kakawasan.
Key modern theorists such as Machiavelli illuminate the complexities of power.
Manha ngawin kakawasan tesans ngan hiji cara, tapi hiji tujuan sorangan.
He argues that power is not merely a means, but an end unto itself.
Pandangan ieu parantos mangaruhan diskusi politik kontemporer secara signikan.
This perspective has significantly influenced contemporary political discourse.
Dina ilosoi kuno matakukeun ka kaunggulan kolekti jeung kabajikan umum.
In contrast, ancient philosophies emphasize collective virtue and common good.
Tapamikiran koncit penting dina ngarti pamarentahan ayeuna.
These key notions are pivotal in understanding governance today.
Akhirna, persimpangan ide ieu ngaronjatkeun dialog nu leuwih beunghar.
Ultimately, the intersection of these ideas fosters a richer dialogue.
Nalika urang ngaliwatan kasulitan anu bisi, ilosoi ieu teprelean.
As we navigate the complexities of today's challenges, these philosophies remain relevant.
Pelatih bal-balan diuk tenang di kantornya, ngaruahkeun karir panjangna.
The football coach sat quietly in his office, reflecting on his long career.
Manha mikir ngeunaan tantangan anu ditangtayung ku timna di Liga Mesir.
He thought about the challenges his team faced in the Egyptian League.
Sakali taruhan nu sonten hiji perang nu ngadorong maranhana kawatesna.
Every match was a battle that pushed them to their limits.
Manha nyahoin motivasi penting.
He knew that motivation was essential.
Unggal paman periogi ngaraos dukungan ti para panggemar.
Each player needed to feel the support of the fans.
Anjeun salawasna ngarojong aranjeuna pikeun masihan anu pangsana.
He always encouraged them to give their best.
Motivasi, anjeuna yakin, tiasa ngarobah sagala.
Motivation, he believed, could change everything.
Sakumaha musim maju, hikmahna ngagandeng paman.
As the season progressed, his wisdom guided the players.
Strategi nanyayogikeun kasuksesan sareng persatuan pikeun tim.
His strategies brought success and unity to the squad.
Tim, energik, mankeun hate maranna.
The team, energized, played their hearts out.
Kamenangan sanes ngan saukur impian, tapi realitas anu dipikanya aranjeuna.
Victory was not only a dream, but a reality they cherished.
Liga ieu pinuh ku bakat, janten bagian tina kahirupan maranehna.
This league, full of talent, became a part of their lives.
Salila pelatih, anjeuna ngarasa syukur pikeun unggal momen.
As the coach reflected, he felt grateful for every moment.